takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
My current boyfriend, when we first started dating, I gave him helicopter lessons, flying lessons for his birthday. He never showed an interest in flying, but I just gave them to him in case, like, the world has gone to shit and we need to fly away.
You can't in a day learn to fly a helicopter.
Yeah, you can. And it's not even that much money.
No, you cannot. I'm telling you, you cannot learn.
Yes, you can.
He's good at flying a helicopter after
a
day.
He never did it because he was scared. But I'll get someone to do it. I just have to have someone that knows how to fly. I can
fly. This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis and Captain Austin. He's baking out in the sun here in Lakeland, Florida at Sun and Fun 2026. Now, we've done four shows. We're in the middle of our fourth show from the event. We had to stop by AOPA. We got Colin with us camping out under the wing.
That's right.
Right here at their AOP Pavilion campus. What do you call this footprint?
We do call it a campus, AOPA campus.
Okay, you can come here, get your hat, AOPA hat,
yeah,
shirt,
new
thing.
Membership.
Yeah,
ask
you
ask
do
questions.
A little bit of everything. They got all kinds of cool little Chotsky stuff there in their shop. But
we have seminars as well.
Yes, absolutely. Tons of ice cream sometimes. Are you doing that? You doing the ice cream?
We're not doing that this year.
Oh,
sorry.
Of course.
Sorry.
Well, I figured I missed
good
it.
Good suggestion.
Yeah, the ice cream social, big hit with me. But maybe next year. But we are standing under the wing, as I speak, of the plane that AOPA has given away this year. And what is this?
This is a 2024 Aviat Husky. It's an A1C 200 model. So that 200 means 200 horsepower. And it is a blast. You can't see it, but visualize a Piper Cub on steroids, wider, bigger, heavier, and way more powerful with 31-inch tires. So the nose is kind of pointing toward the sky.
Yeah, it is nice. And I love the color scheme. We got orange, white, gray. It's sleek. You know, if you're a Cincinnati Bengals fan or a University of Tennessee fan, maybe.
There is a story behind the colors.
Yeah, what is it?
The aircraft was first operated by the Recreational Aviation Foundation, which is why there is an RAF logo still on the airplane. They spec'd out the aircraft in their corporate colors. And about a year ago, they approached AOPA and said, hey, this might be a great airplane for an AOPA sweepstakes. And we agree.
Yeah, it looks nice. And it has a lot of power. So when you have a power in a plane like this, what does that give you? Not necessarily speed, is it, or
definitely,
what?
Definitely not speed. What, yeah. What it gives you is load hauling capacity, 950-pound useful load.
Okay.
But more importantly, you can take off in this airplane in just a matter of seconds and about 400 feet of runway.
So, Colin, did you get to fly it in here or someone else?
I did.
Didn't you? That was your thing.
Yes, I flew it from Frederick, Maryland, where AOPA is headquartered, down here to Lakeland, Florida on Saturday.
And how long did that take? How many hours?
That took about 7.5 hours. I flew at 103 knots true airspeed. Now, but you got to remember, 31-inch tires. Imagine that.
Right.
That's why the airplane is so slow.
Yes.
But it's worth it.
Yeah. Did you have to stop a few times and turn some heads?
So I did a 4-hour leg and I did a 3.5-hour leg and I stopped over at Florence, South Carolina.
Sweet. Now, when you get in one of these planes, do you pop the window down on this thing most of the time or no?
I definitely did. The further south I got and the warmer it got, I slid. There's a left side window that you can slide back. And if you really want some air, you can open up the right door. And it's like an outdoor experience.
Yeah, well, it's opened up right now while it's on display. And I could just see it flying in that. Just like the view must be spectacular, especially with the weather we've had here at Sun and Fun this week, right?
Absolutely. And when I leave on Sunday, it's going to be 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I probably will take off with the door open.
Nice. That is a good time. What about fuel burn on something like this? What do you even know? Did you track that?
Absolutely. I was flying down at 23 squared, 23 inches of manifold pressure, 2300 RPM, burning just under 10 gallons per hour.
Sweet. So where from here? Where does it go back to Maryland or headquarters?
It is going to go back to Frederick. Yeah, that's right. So, but we're having a lot of fun here answering questions just as you're asking. We hope people ask questions. We can't wait to give this airplane away in just a few months.
Yeah, well, they can't. Can you? Are you getting used to flying it? Like, I'd like to hold on to this a little longer or no?
I love any kind of an airplane. this is no exception. But I'm more than happy to give it up so that a lucky pilot can take this home and talk about how great backcountry flying is and flying in an Aviat Husky.
Well, I bet the winner would probably, you'd befriend him pretty quick. I need to know who flew this thing. Teach me a few things. Does it have any kind of, tricks or idiosyncrasies or anything that, flying a plane like this compared to, say, like a 172 or 182, if a pilot like that were to buy or, win this?
So, yes. And the big thing is that this is a tailwheel airplane.
Right.
And so you need a tailwheel endorsement and probably a little bit more than just the endorsement. I mean, this is a big, powerful airplane, requires a lot of right rudder on takeoff. It's got these big, squishy tires. So you need some advanced training in an Aviat Husky. And if you're already a tailwheel proficient, maybe just a couple hours. If you've never flown an airplane like this at all, probably 10 to 12 hours of training and you'll be very comfortable.
Yeah, is the big tires just make it bouncier, I would imagine, right? You got to be a little careful about that kind of thing,
You will definitely bounce the landing the first few times that you land this, yes. But what it really does is it soaks up rocks and undulations and things like that when you're landing not on a paved runway, on grass or on, a sandbar.
Right, which is what it's designed for.
Exactly.
That's when you get out there and really fly it. What do you think, Dennis? You want it?
I think this would look great in my hangar, and I also was noticing it looks like it's got the float kit on it, so we could always turn it into the ultimate cross-country airplane and have the ability to go out to the Keys and splash down in Lake Okeechobee.
Yeah, what does that mean, the float kit? Is it just like you could get floats on this real easy by taking off the big tires?
Yeah, there are attachment points already welded to the frame that you see just behind the door.
Okay.
And yes, you hoist the airplane. There are a couple of hoist rings at the top of the airplane.
Yep.
Hoist it up, take off the tires, put on
up
the floats.
And
they're straight floats, so not amphibious, I think for the most part. But maybe they're amphibs for this as well. Then, yeah, put it in the water and you're good to go.
How about that? Now, are you camping here too? You've been hanging out all day. You look like you're pretty comfortable. I see no tent, but you could do it.
Oh, heck yeah. And, I would love to be able to camp under the wings, but I think the Sun and Fun rules prohibit it under the display aircraft.
Well, that's probably true. He would know. He works for AOPA. So what has been the overall vibe for Sun and Fun from your perspective? Obviously, they're coming up to the plane and talking about winning it and all that kind of thing. But are you getting other comments about how they feel, how aviation is going? Because, you guys are our face. Especially when it comes to government regulation and making sure they don't take away our flying rights and that kind of thing. You're getting a lot of questions along those lines or what?
Well, always. I mean, our primary mission is advocacy and protecting pilots' rights to fly, to have the freedom to fly in the United States and worldwide. And I would characterize it as steady. So there are no fewer and not a whole bunch more issues that we're working. We're working a lot of issues all the time.
Right.
And so we've talked to a lot about pilots about concerns that they have about local airports and ADS-B, getting charged landing fees with ADS-B and some of the things that we've heard about. But there are also pilots who are super excited about having a career in aviation or, winning an airplane or buying their own airplane or, lots of questions in the AOPA 10.
Good stuff. AOPA.org. If you don't belong to AOPA, you shouldn't be flying. Simple as that. All right. We got more coming up from Lakeland, Florida and Sun and Fun 2026 next. Stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.